land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, February 21st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today, another one tomorrow, another one on Friday. We've got guests, we've got interviews, we've got discussions. We are so excited. We are going to have a great couple of days together. So grab your coffee. Sit back, grab a piece of paper and pencil. If you're driving, obviously don't do that. But what you want to do is be able to take down some text messages, different things that we're putting out today. Lots of activity going all over the state of Michigan, all over the Republican Party of Michigan. We've got reports, we've got discussion, we've got everything. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. And if you are a listener and you've never texted the show, Pastor Chatfield told me this weekend that I have a lot of listeners that never text into the show. Why is that? Why have you guys never sent a text message to 231-360-5140? Just text me your first name and city. That you're a listener to the show. If you never texted me before, just text me your first name and city. Because I don't believe Pastor Chatfield. I think I have like 12 loyal listeners that text into the show all the time, and that's about it. Captain Jeff, every once in a while, he parachutes in up there from the Cedarville, Hessel area. We've got Downstate Kim. We've got Officer Rick. We got Sherry LaFave. We got Jim Rieger. We got all kinds of folks that listen. Gary Bart, Carla, they're down in Fort Myers, Florida, enjoying the beautiful weather. We're going to be seeing them the week of March the 11th through the 18th. Vicky and I are going to go on a road trip. We're going to take Mr. Snoop with us, and we're going to be going down and visiting with Panabakers, Brian and Noreen. You saw Brian Panabaker called up on stage in Waterford Township. He is the founder, organizer of UAW Workers for Trump. Trump saw him in the audience and said, "Get up here." Yeah, well, we're going to go down and hopefully have dinner Monday or Tuesday night with Gary and Carla and Brian and Noreen. Vicky likes a restaurant down there, Pinchers at Weston. We're going to go there. Captain Jeff reporting in for duty. He says, "Parachute is always packed and ready to go. Always standing by. Appreciate you, brother." Long time no talk. You know, I got to have you on the show to find out what's going on in Captain Jeff's life. So we'll have to schedule that. Maybe if you're available tomorrow. I got a full show today, but we'll see what we can do about getting you into the show. A lot of people say, whatever happened to Captain Jeff? We miss him. So, yeah, we'll have you on the show. We've got a great one lined up. Dr. Jeff's going to be in the house, Sioux Animal Hospital. If you have any questions regarding your animals or anything about feeding them or any shots they should be taking, spring checkups, dental visits, all that, text me 231-360-5140, and we'll ask the vet. You don't even have to pay for an office visit. I got one last week. Who was it that sent me one last week I didn't get to? Todd, haven't heard from you in a while, brother. God bless you. Questions for Dr. Jeff. Doctor in the house. Send them to me, 231-360-5140. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday. As usual, joining us in this time slot is Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What do you got going up there in cool 27 degrees Sault Ste. Marie this morning?
Not a whole lot. Just doing our regular thing up here. Starting to get ramped up for spring, though. Reminders are going out, going to go ahead and people getting in, getting their vaccines boosted, start getting the horses checked and getting ready, you know, getting your blood drawn for your Coggins. Because even though the state doesn't require it every year anymore like they used to, most show venues or fairgrounds or whatever are going to require it. So you're going to want to get that done.
Sure, sure, sure. Now, so, the rodeo circuit's coming up. And I know I'm going to reach out to Amy's there in Onaway and the other one there in Sheboygan. Want to be a sponsor of those rodeos. How many of those barrel racing horses do you take care of, and do you consider them to be clients, patients of yours?
Oh, yeah. We have the Tri-County Speed Horse Association up here. So I take care of quite a few of those horses that are up here as well. My own little pet project has been, because I don't know if you guys have known, I've bought horses again last year. Let's see. Last year at this time, I owned no horses, and now I own 3 horses.
Whoa.
Kind of jumped right back into it.
Well, now then I'm down to 207 pounds, Jeff. Do you think you might take me horseback riding this summer?
Yeah, we can get you on a horse. Yep.
Yeah, I haven't ridden a horse since high school. And I have, of course, you know, worked the farm with Grandpa Bishop in Lapeer with his tow horses. We had his horses in the field when the grounds were a little soft for the tractor. He'd hook up the team to the hay wagon, and we'd throw, you know, hay bales and trying to get them off before the rain and all that kind of stuff. And whenever we go to Mackinac Island, I always go to Jack's Livery Stable and rent a carriage for Miss Vicky. I take her around the island, and we kind of go off the beaten path like I'm not supposed to. and I break in their ornery horses for them. And so we have a good time. But horses is actually quite there's so many different categories. I know we got a farmer in Onaway. He's trying to get a couple other farmers for you to go visit.
Yep.
John Palmer, Onaway School District there, the school board. He's wanting to talk to you about, you know, swine artificial insemination, and he wants to get some other farmers there. But really, when it comes to farmers and all these different horses, there's so many different activities and breeds and things that you do with horses. It's almost like each one is like a sub-segment specialization for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you go from, you know, from the Western, from rodeo, now you have Western dressage, you have the Western pleasure people, then you have, now you have trail riding people that they do some of these extreme horse challenges. Actually, if you're going to be down at the Equine Expo or the Michigan Horse Expo here, not next weekend, weekend after, I think it's March like 8, 9, and 10, down in Lansing, if you ever get a chance, you can hear it, go to it. It's great. You just pay one ticket to get in. They got all kinds of presentations. You can see all kinds of horses. Benny, one of the horses that I actually take care of, is owned by the lady that I board my horses at her stable for right now. He's going to be down there, and she's going to do some – she's a high national level dressage rider, and she's going to be down there with Benny. So that'll be really neat.
Excellent. But, now, is that the one – is that at the is it the Lansing Fairgrounds or the county fair where that's hosted at, or is that Michigan State?
It's going to be at Michigan State. It's going to be at the new judging pavilion. So back when I was in school, the judging pavilion was right there on Anthony Hall, between Anthony Hall and the International Center.
Right.
But they tore that. That was great. It was a great old building. It was right downtown. It was great. Well, they tore it down, put more parking there. Now it is you got to go down south on Farm Lane, and it's a really nice facility, big, huge facility down there. But that's where it's going to be at, is down there.
Got it. So, and that's going to be, you think, 8th, 9th, and 10th?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Very cool. Because I know a lot of people, and I don't know why, but it seems like a lot of rural people, I'm noticing a lot more horses on these small farms up here in like Antrim County. I don't ever remember him having horses, and there they are standing out there with their little sweaters on them, you know.
The funny thing is, if you look back, you know, people think there's not as many horses as there were back in the day when we actually relied on them. And ironically, we have more horses now than we did back in the day when we actually relied on them for transportation. So
it's that much of a recreational sport.
Yeah, yeah. And also, too, people are still using them for work. You talked about using the draft horses, you know, or the workhorses on the farm.
Right.
You still do that. And actually, wife and I are going to be moving here this summer to land with some prop or to a house with some property, so I'd be able to bring my horses home. But I have to, you know, clear land and clear pasture out. And you know, you can get in there with you know, the big timber harvesters and stuff, like when they go and they clear timber and things like that.
Oh, you can make a lot of money depending on what type of wood you have.
But when you get in there with those great big, you know, they're good at clearing land because that's what they do, you know, and that's how we build our houses and stuff, too. I mean, you know, but when I'm after, like, well, I want this tree or this tree, if I want to be really specific about how I'm going to harvest my woodlot, I'm going to have them drag them out with horses. And there's a couple guys up here that will log with horses for you, that if you want one or two trees pulled out of your woodlot, low impact, really neat to watch them work. You will be amazed at how strong these animals are. And, you know, so it's really great. That's kind of my secret goal is, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they hit the midlife crisis. They buy like a sports car or something like that.
Yeah.
I want a team of draft horses.
Well, it's so funny because Vicky and I, for the first time last summer over at the Antrim County Fairgrounds, we went and watched the big cement block poles.
Yep.
I don't know what they're actually called, but
horse poles. Yeah.
Horse poles. Okay. I could not believe the strength of these two horses on every one of these drivers. And man, when they got that from a dead stop, I could not believe the torque that was required for in their legs to get those blocks moving. And man, once they got it moving, they were off to the races, buddy. It was unbelievable watching those horse pulls. It was awesome.
Yeah, you'll see them top, you know, they'll pull 10,000, 12,000 pounds. I've been at some horse shows, see, you know, some of the big ones with the really big, big money guys pulling, you know, 15. You know, I've even heard rumors of them moving 20,000 pounds. And even they, in order to get a full pull, they have to pull that boat sled, or stone sled is what it is. They have to pull it. Oh, I'm not going to be wrong here, but it's a certain, the chain, I think, is like 20 feet, 25 feet or something.
Right.
There's a chain behind there, and that they have to move that boat that far in order to count for a full pull.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. I know, because the one guy said that he had seen a team actually pull 10 ton.
Yeah.
And I went, wait a minute, dude, you're talking 20,000 pounds? That's 10,000 pounds a horse?
Yep.
And he's like, yes, sir. And I'm like, man, that would be something to see, because those animals, they, like you say, I think Antrim County, they were only pulling like 10 to 12,000.
Yeah, yeah.
But double that amount? I'm like, are you kidding me, man? That's actually, Jeff, when I was a truck driver, our trailers were rated to 44,000 pounds. Okay. Yep. Most of the loads would come in about 38 to 40.
Yeah.
So these horses are literally pulling half of a semi 53 foot cargo trailer.
Yeah. And that was only two horses. Put another, do a four horse hitch.
Oh, and, yeah.
And think about it, because if you go 10,000, every horse.
Oh, my God. That'd be equal to a semi-trailer, 40,000 pounds. Wow, that's amazing. I got a question. I got a question for you. Just text it in. They are calling to schedule later today. What would be a good okay, let me get this straight. Okay, I don't understand. Can you reword that? Because I started reading it before I got to it. Another one, white gray horses get cancer more than other colors? That's coming from Hope.
Yes. And I know exactly what she's talking about. And typically they're gray Arabs. They get what's called a melanoma. They get melanomas. They don't tend to, unlike in humans, where they tend to be a little bit more malignant and they tend to spread, the melanomas in the horses tend to be locally invasive, okay? Usually when I'm seeing these things, they're usually underneath the tail head, or they can be around the thin-haired areas and things like that. So, yeah. And that's the thing, I got a gray horse too, this is the first gray horse I've ever owned, and I forgot how hard it is to keep them clean. Everybody with a gray horse will know what I'm talking about now. You got to watch that. Watch under the tail head, any little lumps or bumps, you know, get your vet on it right away to get a look at it.
Why is that, Jeff?
I am not exactly sure if there's a genetic component to it or what, but it is just something that I have found over the years, and other vets will, you know, corroborate this with me. I get gray horses. I'm always looking at, now, that's not saying I've never seen them in other horses too, but I'll tell you what, 9 times out of 10, if I've got a horse with a melanoma, it's going to be a gray horse and it's going to be under the tail. So we had one horse. She was older already, and you can deal with these things to a certain extent, but some of this actually just kind of, well, she was an older horse too. We finally had to put her down just because it had gotten so expansive underneath her tail that she couldn't defecate anymore.
Ah, gotcha.
But she was like 38 or something.
Oh, yeah.
She was up there.
So. Okay, I got the cleaned up dental visit question for you. In scheduling for a dental visit, are you guys more available in the mornings or in the afternoons when it comes to dental? Because you got to have them early in the morning, don't you?
Yeah. If we're going to actually do the dental cleaning and procedure, it's an anesthetic protocol, so it's kind of handled like surgery. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and intake you just like a surgery, because we have to anesthetize them, so we can get in there. So, yeah, you would drop off in the morning. Because you're between 7:30 and 8 o'clock is when we like to have you, and then they go home, and then we'll send you home later that day in the afternoon.
Right, right. So they can drop them off and then go to work, do whatever they got to do, and then later in the afternoon. I know previously Snoop, I'd usually go get him about 2-3 o'clock, and in the afternoon before the rush hour, you know, people coming in after work to pick up their animals. So,
And when people are coming from further away, because I know that we're bringing people in from outside, kind of what we consider the local area, we try to like stage those animals first, just so we can get you back on the road as quickly as possible.
Yeah, highly recommend getting a local hotel or motel room up there in Sault Ste. Marie the night before. And then bring them in bright and early, like you say, 7:30, when you guys start taking intakes, and get them done first, and then they can head back home probably shortly after noon then, right?
That's usually what we strive for. Now, sometimes, you know, medicine's medicine, and who knows what's going to happen. So
Right. Okay, good. Okay, appreciate that. So he just texted me back. He said, thank you. They're from downstate.
Yep.
And Jimmy Rieger wants to know, when should I start treating my cats for ticks? They are indoor and outdoor cats.
I'd start now with this goofy weather we've been having. I've already had clients in here buying Bravecto and tick stuff because they're already picking ticks off their animals. Because remember, ticks can become active at 27 degrees. They don't have to be above freezing to become active.
Whoa.
And with the snow and this lack of snow, actually, is what I should say, you be aware of that because they're out there right now.
Okay, brother. Well, we appreciate you answering the questions for Dr. Jeff. Sioux Animal Hospital, 906-635-5910. Please store it in your phone. Jeff, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you next week.